Hello, hello. Welcome back to Burnoutology, the podcast with me, your host, the Burnoutologist herself, Kelly Swingler. Today we are talking about gaslight coaching. And this is when empowerment coaching invalidates your lived reality. That's what we're going to be exploring today. So today, gaslight coaching, this is number 8 of our 200 burnout truths. The burnout truths that you can get in your Burnout Aware Starter Kit and also your podcast companion over at kellyswingler.com. Before we get into today, I just want you to maybe, should we take a breath? Let's just take a breath. 3 breaths, right? Let's breathe in and out of our noses together. Maybe roll your shoulders back. I'm going to sit up nice and straight, actually. Let's pop your feet flat on the floor. If you're out walking, you might want to stop and do this one, but let's just plant our feet on the floor. Let's roll our shoulders back. I can feel some tightness in my shoulders and neck this morning, blimey. Okay, let's just do 3 nice rolls. Let's just ground, let's arrive. Let's just take 3 breaths. We're going to breathe in and out through our nose. And every time we breathe in, I want to see how far down in your body you can get your breath. Lovely. Okay, 3 nice breaths. So hello, welcome to Burnoutology, the podcast, where today is our 8th out of 200 truths. Today is gaslight coaching. Remember, before we go into this, right, our podcast, this is uncut, unedited, unscripted. Bit of a brain dump, I suppose, more than anything else. And I suppose reminder, right? What is it that makes me qualified enough, credible enough, experienced enough to be able to be talking about all of this? And I suppose as we go into today's topic, right, empowerment coaching is really what we're talking about today. And having trained in a number of different empowerment coaching techniques, I am fully aware of how some of the stuff that we're going to talk about today, right? I'm aware why people use it. I'm aware why people are trained in it. And I am aware that it is not a burnout aware style of coaching. And I'm aware that it's not a trauma informed kind of coaching. I have, over the last 12 years, coached over 700 leaders, and I have trained coaches from 14 countries in how to be burnout aware. When I first qualified as an executive coach, it was an executive coaching qualification and accreditation that I got, I don't know how many years ago now, 14 maybe. And as part of that qualification, we had to create our own coaching methodology, right? Create our own coaching framework. And I was, I suppose, deemed to be, right? And when I passed my exam and my accreditation and all of that stuff, I was told what a brilliant coach I was. I'd been told that all the way through my training, right? My ability to hold space for people. My ability to read the body language, my ability to read all of the pauses, right? I was told, if you like, I was validated. We spoke about validation, didn't we, last week in our Fawn Hustle podcast episode. But I was genuinely, right, being constantly validated for what an incredible coach I was. And I started coaching people as obviously as part of my qualification. But as soon as I got my qualification, I felt quite lucky, actually, right? I had people queuing up to kind of work with me and people being recommended to come and work with me. And I was still employed at the time. I still had my C-suite role. I was coaching some people kind of in the evenings and at weekends. I was coaching people at lunch. I was coaching people before I went to work in the morning. I loved the coaching. I loved being able to hold space for people. I loved being able to see people move together, move forward and make progress. And I still remember one of my very, very first coaching clients. She was a finance director for a global charity. And I remember meeting with her. I used to get the train into London, into King's Cross. And I met her at the St. Pancras Hotel for our very first formal in-person coaching conversation. And the change that she was able to get from that first session was unbelievable. And that went on to change her life, right? She completely transformed her life, transformed everything about her life, where she was working, where she was living, the way in which she communicated with family, the way in which she saw herself. It just transformed the whole thing for her. I then, the more when I left my corporate role, the more that I started talking about burnout and my experience of burnout and what burnout had done to me and the impact of burnout on me. And then when I reached my second burnout and I started to talk about that even more. And when I suppose, if you like, without even necessarily realizing that I'd done it, I suppose by default, at the time, again, I'm going back over a decade now, but at the time, I suppose I'd kind of become the default coach for exhausted HR professionals that were experiencing burnout. And so I became this kind of the HR burnout coach, and then I became an executive burnout coach. And it all was kind of starting to happen by default. But very early on, when I started to talk more about burnout, I recognised that the coaching skills, all of this validation that I'd had during my coaching qualification as to what an amazing coach I was, and the coaching that I had been, as I said, right, transformational for my clients from that very, very first client, it had been absolutely transformational. I recognised that in the clients that were coming to me because they were exhausted, because they were experiencing stress or chronic stress, or they were recovering from burnout, I began to realise very early on that the coaching techniques that I was using were not as effective when burnout was present or when people were on the brink of burnout. And I remember speaking to my coach supervisor at the time and saying, I don't think coaching is right for burnout. I think I need to be signposting people to therapy. And she said, coaching's right for everybody. So you'll still be able to help them move forwards. But I then thought, I need some additional tools. Because intuitively for me, right, my gut instinct was like, this just doesn't feel right. Like, yes, I know I can help them. But I hadn't at that point, I hadn't experienced what was different, if you like, as a burnout coach. We weren't talking about burnout, right, back in 2013, 14 and 15 in the way that we are now. Don't think I'd ever even heard of this burnout coach. But I just knew instinctively that these clients that were experiencing high stress, chronic stress, or coming through burnout, I just knew that they needed, and not just needed, but they deserved something different. And I then started to study and train in a number of different modalities. Right, I did some therapy. I not just did therapy, but also trained and qualified in some therapy. I trained in hypnotherapy. I trained in psychotherapy. I trained in empowerment coaching techniques. I started to become really fixated, right? That was the start of my geek out is constantly what I call it, right? But my love of neuroscience, I am obsessed and can geek out with neuroscience forever. And, you know, understanding the brain, understanding the nervous system, as I began to dig more into the nervous system, actually, how were things like somatics and breath work and yoga and meditation and Ayurveda, right? All of these things that I practiced or was practicing, how could I understand those more at a deep level? Could these be tools or techniques that I could take into my coaching? Was it always coaching that some people needed? Sometimes maybe they literally just needed the space to breathe. Sometimes, again, understanding the impact that burnout has on our brains, sometimes it's not pure coaching that people need. Sometimes people might need a little more guidance, a little more support, a little more help. Sometimes it is a bit more mentoring. Sometimes it might be a bit more, I suppose, consulting. And sometimes, as I have found with 4 clients over the last decade, sometimes it is saying, I cannot help you until you do something to help yourself, like either speak to a doctor or take some time off. And I trained in empowerment techniques. And when I say empowerment techniques, some of the coaching, empowerment coaching techniques that I trained in were things like firewalk training, right? If you've joined me for Power Up, if you've been to some of my one-day workshops, you know that we do the glass walk and the arrow break. I've done the board break with people before, some of the trust falls, some of the empowerment coaching techniques, the empowerment coaching questions. And I am seeing more of this type of coaching out in the world, right? Out in the wild. I'm seeing a lot more of this empowerment coaching. If we think of kind of, I suppose, Tony Robbins, right, would come under the category, as we're talking about today, of empowerment coaching. So for the purposes of this gaslight coaching that we're talking about today, we go through these three headings, right? 3 categories that we look at for each of these truths: what it really means, how to spot it, and why it matters. So gaslight coaching, what this really means, it's when empowerment coaching invalidates your lived reality. We spot this kind of gaslight coaching when coaches are telling us, right, you're choosing this. What's the story you're telling yourself right now? You just need to raise your vibe, right? You've manifested this. You've created this because of your thinking. You've created this because of your energy right now. You've seen those things, right? They're probably all over your social feeds, all over your LinkedIn. You might be getting emails about them. They might be all over your Instagram or your TikTok or your YouTube. The memes, the emails, the this is your fault, right? You chose this. And it matters, this gaslight coaching, dressed up, if you like, as empowerment coaching, that is invalidating your lived reality, matters because this isn't about mindset coaching. It's about manipulation. And actually what it can do for so many people is drive them deeper into a place of collapse. Now, for the purposes of burnout, which is obviously everything that we talk about in this podcast, right? Burnoutology, the podcast. When we think about it from this burnout perspective, we already, when we get to the point of burnout, we already think it was our fault. We already think we are the failures. We already think, I should have spotted it sooner. I should have changed it sooner. It's my fault that I ended up here. I should just have done this. And if at that point we go to work with an empowerment coach that starts to tell us that we're just in victim mode. Empowerment coaching can take away all of the blame, all of the factors that contributed to burnout, and lay everything on our lap. We chose to stay in the toxic workplace. We told ourselves that we couldn't leave. We told ourselves that we were indispensable, or we told ourselves that we were doing it for other people. We told ourselves that we just needed to keep on going. What if we had just changed the narrative? What if we had just changed the story? What if we had just looked at stuff differently? What if now that you're coming through the other side of burnout, what if you just raise your vibe, right? Let's increase your energy, right? What can you do to own your story? What can you do to change your vibe? What can you do to change the energy and get yourself motivated again, get yourself passionate again, right? What can you do to lift yourself up, get you out of your funk and just like get back to normal, right? Or be better than you were before? I've seen it and I've heard it. I've trained in it. Now, I know, again, for some of you that are listening, you will have joined me for Power Up. You know that there will be some different spaces that need to be held for you throughout the course of the day. We mentioned a few episodes back about how sometimes coaches can assume that breakthroughs are all amazing, whereas actually sometimes, particularly if burnout is present, breakthroughs are actually breakdowns. And again, we need to be able to spot that. We need to be able to spot that. But a lot of coaches don't. And it's not the fault of the coach per se, because we're not trained in it. If I had just carried on thinking, well, all of the coaching skills that I've got are amazing, and just been like, well, you know, it may be like the person's just not ready enough, right? Maybe they're not ready for coaching. Well, yeah, you know, well, it's just because, you know, they're just experiencing a little bit of stress. You know, it's the stress that's stopping their progress. Or I might have thought that they were disengaged and they didn't care as much, or they just weren't on board enough with the coaching in order to make the progress. There is a lot of, I'm seeing again, more people trained in positive psychology. I'm seeing more people being using and being trained in psychometrics as a way to be able to help with coaching. I'm seeing more people using empowerment coaching techniques. Now, there is nothing wrong individually with any of these coaching techniques, coaching methods. There's nothing wrong with the practices unless they are being used when burnout is present and it's not being picked up, it's not being spotted. Burnout can impact the brain and the body in the same way as trauma. And some of these techniques, is gaslight coaching that we're talking about for the purposes of today's podcast, can cause people to go deeper into burnout, to go deeper into a state of trauma. And we don't want that. That's That's not safe coaching. That's not ethical coaching or moral coaching. Every single person, every single coach that has trained with me in the Burnout Academy, I genuinely believe, right, they are great coaches, and they've come not because necessarily they want to specialise in coaching, but they're realising that coaching is showing up more in the room with their clients. And it's no wonder, right? Over 50% of the workforce is currently experiencing burnout or close to burnout. That's a lot of people. And if we're not trained in how to spot it, if we don't know how to be burnout aware, then we could inadvertently, right, even with all of the very, very best of intentions, we could be doing more harm than good. I could have, if I hadn't started this journey over 12 years ago, I could have been doing more harm than good for some of those coaching clients. But ultimately, I suppose, not ultimately, that's the wrong word, but in the meantime, I could have also been doing more harm to my brand, my reputation, my coaching practice, all of that stuff, right? Because they wouldn't have been getting the same results. So if I end up, let's say, with kind of 50% of my clients that are all having these life-changing, transformational experiences, and 50% of them that are like, yeah, no, absolutely no good whatsoever, would you then start to think, you might think, well, it's just one, you know, it's one person. Maybe, you know, Kelly wasn't that great for that one person. Or you might think, well, it's that person was the issue. It wasn't Kelly's coaching that was the issue. It was just that one person. But one becomes two, becomes three, becomes four. And when you've kind of become the default burnout coach, just because you keep talking about this stuff more, and all of a sudden, like, really none of your clients are starting to get any breakthroughs. None of them are being able to move forwards in the same way. None of them are having anything transformational. They're all just kind of plodding through. And you're asking them these brilliant coaching questions, right? And you're trying to get them to move forward in the best possible way. And sometimes you're just being met with these blank stares. It's like, sorry, did I say something wrong? More and more we're seeing this empowerment coaching. We're seeing it invalidate the lived reality for people. And with so many people still misunderstanding what burnout is and assuming that it's an individual failure rather than a systemic issue that needs to be fixed, if we've got coaches that are then invalidating the experience for people even more and basically saying, well, it's your fault, Kelly. You chose burnout. Maybe you ended up at burnout because that's the story you were telling yourself. We don't need to be hearing that stuff. And raising your vibe is, or just, you know, manifesting your way back to health is not going to cut it when burnout is present. It's just not. We need burnout aware coaches that know how to help people move forward from a place of burnout. So if you are seeing, or if you have experienced some of this gaslight coaching, I'm really sorry. There is a different way. There are coaches out there that can help. There are coaches out there that are helping. There are coaches out there that are training. There are, you know, there's a growing army of us, of coaches that want to be doing this stuff differently. Empowerment coaching is gaslight coaching has a place. Burnout is not the place for it. And if you're an individual listening to this that, I don't know, started working with a coach, or you're hearing some of this for yourself, right? And some of the stuff that you're doing, if it's not helping you, if it feels like it's making the situation worse, if it's causing you to panic, if it's causing you to think that you're the failure or you're the problem, end the coaching relationship. It's not what you needed. And if your coach had been burnout aware in the first place, they would be able to modify and change their behaviour or signpost you to a coach that would be able to help you differently. But gaslight coaching, I will leave that there for today. So gaslight coaching, what it really means is when empowerment coaching invalidates your lived reality. How to spot it? This is when your coaches are telling you that you're choosing this. This is the story you're telling yourself. Just raise your vibe. Why it matters. It's because this is not mindset. This is manipulation. And it's driving people deeper into collapse. That has been Burnoutology for today. That is number 8 of our 200 Burnout Truths. Next week for number 9, we are talking about boundaried burnout. What this means is it's when you have got the seemingly perfect boundaries and yet you're still reaching burnout. We'll be exploring that again next week. Truth number 9 of our 200 Burnout Truths. Thank you very, very much for joining me. It's always a pleasure to share this space with you. Please do keep on sharing, keep on liking, keep on commenting. Let me know what you're thinking about the episodes, any light bulb moments that you're getting from it. But yeah, please, please, please keep on sharing the love. If you've liked it, whatever platform you're listening on, if you could maybe give it some love, give it a little comment, give it a little like, give it a little heart, that would be absolutely amazing. If you think somebody else might find it useful, give it a share, maybe send it on to them. Say, I've just heard this, thought you might like it. But that has been for today. Gaslight Coaching, number 8 of our 200 Truths. I will be back with you again next week. New episodes land at 7 a.m. every single Tuesday. For now, I'm going to say thanks very much for joining me. Go and have an amazing week, and I'll be back with you again soon. Take care for now, everybody. Bye-bye.